The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good evening.
Good afternoon.
Hey, we got them all, just a little out of order.
Well, depending on which, if we're bouncing around the planet, going in a circle. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Welcome.
I'm confused.
Nah. You got to mind the gap, boy. Mind that
that's
gap.
What it is. I stepped into the gap.
There was a gap between morning, evening.
And evening. It's called afternoon. Good afternoon. Well, the name of the show is Being Here.
And we do finish each other's sentences. We're rather famous for it, actually.
That's right.
You know, the gap happens when you think.
Absolutely.
You get distracted by a thought, you gap, you trip.
You follow that thought and you miss your exit on the throughway.
Well, I did it not that long ago in our garage. I was heading from one car to the other with something, and I was looking straight ahead, but I wasn't really paying attention, and I bumped my shin on something. And it really is... Life will jump up and it will remind you
that you're going somewhere.
And then you're not being here. So today's show is all about being here. And the easiest way to use this show as a building block to produce the quality of being here that allows you not to fall between the cracks in your life is listening.
Right. And most of us think about what's been said rather than listen and let it in. What if you don't apply anything to the future where you just hear what's being said, just to hear it, not to do anything with it, not to make it mean anything, not to see whether it complies with some agenda that you have, but just listen to hear what's being said in your life, in this moment of your life.
You don't need to make resolutions to be a better you. I know we've been trained that, but if I were to have gone, oh, I better not do that again, is not going to help me not bump my shin in the future. You don't have to hear something today and go, oh, yes, next time, and make a plan for how you're going to be. Really, it's all about being here. When you're here, you're less likely to have those little bumps and bruises.
Right. And those little bumps and bruises lead to big bumps and bruises.
And if you don't beat on yourself, when you get a little off center, then you're not going to get farther off center.
Yeah, otherwise you'll keep going off center when you pick on yourself as if you should be different.
Because guess where you pick on yourself? In your thoughts. And in your thoughts lead to more into your thoughts.
Well, what if the you that's picking on you in your thoughts isn't really you at all?
What if it's just a recording that's been triggered?
Right, a series of tapes that speaks to you in your voice, and you believe it to be you, and it says things like, oh, that's unreasonable, you shouldn't do that. You can't have that. That's too much to hope for.
Yes, oh, you're not allowed.
That's too much money to spend on yourself. Anyway, I believe we have a guest.
We do. Let's actually, when we take him on the show, let's all really listen to see what he has to say from his perspective.
Right, and his perspective is absolutely accurate from his perspective.
By the way, it is a live show today. You are welcome to call in. The number is 866 472-5795. And we have Ephraim with us. Hi, Ephraim.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
Thanks so much for having me on. Say that again.
Thanks so much for having me on. I saw the theme of this show, and something just sparked to me and said I should call in for this one.
Excellent. Well, we're happy to have you. Do you have a question?
Well, the question I had in terms of the gap was, I had a question about participation. You guys have known me for a few years now,
mm-hmm.
and I love your conferences and your Monday nights and everything that I participate with you guys. But I notice that I don't come up and speak as often as other people do. And I was just curious if you think that that's just a sign of not being totally engaged, or
I'll tell you what I see, Ephraim. I see it as a sign of you picking on yourself and working on yourself and comparing yourself to others to see whether you're doing it right enough.
You know, when we were preparing the show today and we heard that you were calling in, we made some notes to ourselves. And one of the things we put down was about our internal pressures in relation to our peers to slow down or be a better person. And I don't think it's necessarily happening for you in particular when you come and you sit in one of our conferences, to use your words, and or a Monday. I know that you, with your daughter growing now, are also surrounded by people who have very strong opinions on how parents should be and what makes you a good dad and what makes you a less than ideal dad. And pretty soon you're not just being with your wife and your daughter and your life and going to work and living and growing and doing the things that you want to do. You're checking out all the time to see if what you're doing is acceptable to the people around you. Does that make any sense?
It does. I it's funny. I feel like it makes sense, but I don't see it in myself. And just that, I feel like parenting is something where I kind of feel comfortable.
Oh, that's great.
But
I believe you. I absolutely believe you.
It's great. But if you notice how you choose your words, you edit prior to saying what you're saying or during it,
mm-hmm.
that's one of those trying to get it done right, trying to say it right, as if you could do your life wrong, Ephraim.
Right.
See, I don't think you can.
Here's the thing. Like you said, we've known you for a while, and I've found it notable that your level of relaxation in expressing yourself is dramatically different since you've been parenting. So I'm assuming there's pressures from somewhere. I mean, we love seeing her on, you know, pictures of her on Facebook, or when you bring and you show us what's new on your iPhone when you come on a Monday. But just now, as you were talking about parenting, you were far more gapish than when you were talking about your concerns on how you're expressing yourself on a Monday.
See,
okay.
Look, man, you can't do it wrong. You can't do your life wrong.
That's cool.
Be different than you are right now.
I can't.
You can't. Well, if you can't be different than you are right now, you couldn't have said it differently than you did in the past. You couldn't have done it differently. And it's all brought you to this moment, and this moment is perfect. Now, somebody out there just said, no, this moment isn't perfect. I've got this, this, and this that I prefer to be different. But it's perfectly the way it is. Whether your preferences agree with the perfection of the moment or not, that's another story.
See, I actually, I don't think you're just comfortable with parenting. I think you're passionate about parenting. And I believe you prejudge your interest. You're passionate about architecture. You're passionate about a number of things. And I have a feeling that when you even think of getting up to talk about things, you have an idea that other people might find you less than compelling or less than interesting. You pre-edit yourself.
Right. That's what we were talking about with your hesitation in speech, because you're editing what you're about to say. You pre-edit. You think about how it, you've got a very complex mind, and you think about how it will be received, mm-hmm. rather than just saying what you have to say.
Right.
I mean, one of the biggest challenges for you is how smart you are. You're really, really smart. You're also very educated. But I just see that it is more of a challenge to be direct if you have a quick and facile mind.
Well, thank you very much. I hear myself, my mind telling me, you know, things that I'm going to do in the future right now. So I'm trying to get past those and just enjoy listening to you, and I appreciate hearing your perspective of how I've changed since becoming a parent. I have a feeling for me that it's more, if I think about what's more on my mind after being a parent, it's just, the responsibilities in general, and like trying to balance, you know, the work and the home life. And, you know, I think there's something there that's sort of taking a toll on me, maybe.
Well, you see, the community that you live in, as in the parenting community out there, has strong opinions about how much time you should spend with your children. And if you're not, well, then you're doing it wrong. And, you know, it isn't how much time you spend with your daughter. It's the quality of the time you spend with her, your presence, your actually being there with her when you're with her, rather than worrying about the things you have to do to support a family.
See, I really know, Ephraim, that you and your wife are totally capable of balancing what works for you as a family rather effortlessly. But if you don't recognize that there are pressures, stated and unstated, around us about how to be in our lives, you're going to be second-guessing yourself all the time about your participation as a dad, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And, you know, that's the other thing, too. I was talking to somebody about it yesterday in terms of when, or maybe this morning, in terms of Shia and I, when we're leading a seminar, for instance, one of us may be talking to somebody, and we get so passionate about the conversation we're having, we forget we're actually sitting next to each other. It's like we're not trying to hold on to a balance in our relationship, or proving that we're loving each other, or we're just being where we are. Or if Shai is out on the stream fishing, he absolutely forgets I exist, for an example.
It's true. I hate to admit it. It's true.
That's
awesome. I mean, look, when I'm fly fishing, my eye is following that fly drifting downriver. Because if I take my eye away from it for an instant, that's the instant the fish will hit it. Always.
And
you know, I've got this lip piercing business going.
Free lip piercing.
And you know, the catch and release. And the trick is to be there for it. And if you're thinking about other things, you can't be where you are.
And I just sometimes think that you don't let yourself fly in different areas because somewhere you've internalized that if you, for a moment, forget your family or forget that you're a dad or forget your obligations here or your obligations there, that somehow you've failed. And that will keep you thinking and keep you gapping.
Cool. Well, thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, really. You're welcome.
You know, two other things, Ephraim. You absolutely underestimate how much people enjoy you, love you, admire you, and you absolutely underestimate, as do most of us, how capable you are.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. And I wouldn't worry, if I were you, whether or not you're saying enough at a Monday or whatever. If you have something to say, get up and say it. And if you don't,
then don't.
Enjoy listening.
Right.
It's all good.
You're not doing it wrong. We have had zero attention on the amount that you get up and speak.
Well.
Thank
you so much.
You're just then in the gap.
That was just demonstrating for you.
Oh, thank you for demonstrating. Did you have anything else you wanted to say, or are you thinking about something in particular, or are you good?
I'm good, yeah. I really appreciate talking to you.
Yeah, excellent. Thanks for being with and thanks for calling in and asking such a, I don't mean to use the word thoughtful in any kind of bad way, a thoughtful question. Like, you really look to see the thing that has been gapping you, and, you know, we appreciate that.
Well, of course, and I appreciate, all of the great themes that you guys come up with every week.
Yes, hats off to Susan Donlin, our producer. The three of us get together, and we do the shows a quarter at a time, 12 or 13 weeks at a time, and we have a lot of fun coming up with ideas that entertain all of us as an excuse for being here.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Excellent. So are you.
Yes, so are you.
Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Okay, have a great one.
Yeah,
you too.
We're going to take a break.
Are we?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, let's take a break.
So we'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You're
listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hey, welcome back.
Yes.
We have some upcoming events. In New York City, we are doing one of the more fun workshops that we do. It's called Creativity and Intuition. And it's an opportunity to discover your intuitive nature. You know, we've been taught and trained, as I've said many times, our approach is anthropological. We've been trained by the cultures we live in to use our mind, our deductive logical reasoning system, as our primary tool for functioning in our universe. But in reality, we also have an intuitive nature that is very highly tuned, except we're not used to using it. And so this workshop is really a playground where we play with different exercises that allow people to discover how intuitive they truly are.
And how your intuition comes to you, because it comes in pictures for some people. It comes as a thought, fleeting thought for other people. It comes as a feeling or a heat rush or
colors.
There's many, many different ways that some people are intuitive, interestingly enough, via smell. That if something doesn't smell right, like a building as you walk in, that may not be the place for you to live. It's amazing when you can have a hunch a friend of yours could use something and you pick up the phone and call them and they were just in need of a friend. It's a really, really brilliant course. It's, as I said, lots of fun. It's the end of July. July 29th through 31st. You can find out more about it on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com.
Our next course is coming up in Cambridge, England.
Next week.
Next week, July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
It's not too late if you've been thinking of joining us.
Especially if you're in Europe or England. Or the United States, or China, or wherever you are.
And of course, our listeners from Italy and France, or Belgium, it's a quick hop. Of course, Germany as well. And a shout out while we're at it to the ones that are in Trinidad and Japan and the USA. Those are our listeners
for this
shout
week.
Outs for this week. So if you'd like to join us for Creativity and Intuition the end of July, or
in
next week
City.
In Cambridge, England, go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com.
Hey.
We have another caller.
Yes, we do.
Katya, you with us?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Good evening from Hamburg, Germany.
Yes.
Hey. It's so wonderful to hear your voices.
Thank you.
Hey. It's a new place where I'm calling from, from my office, and
suddenly we lost Katya. She was calling
from
her
a
office.
New place at her office.
All right. Well,
I see. If
Chris, can you find her back or what?
He says he'll try. We're currently in the gap.
Yes, but we can fill the gap because it's easy enough.
Well, hopefully Katya will call back. But in the meantime, we have other ideas about the gap. You know, when you're being reasonable, you're locked in thinking about, can I, should I?
Reasonableness so kills off your enthusiasm for life. You know, the other day I was taking a walk around a little park that we have. Oh, Katya's back. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about it. I saw these skydivers coming down from the sky, these parachutists. And I thought, wow, I could do that. And then my reasonable mind came in with, you're too old. You know, don't mess with what's not broken. You don't need the enthusiasm or excitement of adrenaline. Things like that.
Hey, Katya, you back?
Yes. Here, I'm back again.
Okay.
Hey, yes. I'm sitting in my office, and I asked my boss if I could call in, and he said, yes, do it. And it's really fantastic. And I want to say thank you for your approach, because, you know, in the last weeks, what happened here is really incredible, and I think that without transformation, it would not be possible, because I'm in a new project here, and there's lots of work, and I could see, as I said, no to this, the whole work and everything. And then I shared this with my boss, and I could see that I have the opportunity to say yes or no. And I stepped into this yes, being a yes to what is coming up. And it's incredible. It's so much dissolved without working on myself. And this is a big thank you for your approach. Really, it's so fantastic.
So cool. Hidden in what Katya just said, and you're welcome, Katya, hidden in what Katya just said are the three principles. So let's talk about them for a moment. So she gets a new job, and there's a learning curve, and there's all sorts of things that need to be done. And if you resist that, it creates that gap. It freezes you. It dominates your life. What you resist persists, takes longer, grows stronger, dominates your life.
The second idea is you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment. So right now, and by the way, now is all there is, you can only be where you are and as you are.
So in that initial moment, she was a no to what was in front of her. And she could only have been that way.
But seeing it,
without judging it,
and without resisting it, just noticing that you're being a no to something is enough for it to complete itself.
And also,
that's the third principle.
That is the third principle. And one of the things that Katya did that was really smart was she spoke to her boss about this frozen inaction thing, her no, her concerns. And I think lots of times people, when they get upset or they get in that gap, they think they have to handle things all on their own rather than reaching out to somebody who might have a bigger overview, like your boss or a friend or somebody who's very capable.
Yes, and then I could see, as he said, well, you will get an assistant. And then I was complaining first because I said, no, I cannot handle this because there's so much to do on my desk. And then I could see how I was complaining about this new opportunity, and then I said, jump into it, or I just did it, and it's a new opportunity to express my work to another new colleague, and that's really fantastic. And it's, you know, I was riding on my bicycle last night, and I was smiling because I thought, how is this possible that it's so easy, and it's so... So a great thank you, guys, for what you have to give to the world. It's really so cool.
Thank you, Katya. You know, look, we've known you for a long time, and you've been a no for a long time. And that you fell into your yes, I applaud that. I think that's great. You know, you just got to keep going, girl.
Yeah.
Also, like something else that you, I want to underline something you just said in case people miss it. Lots of times they'll look at all of the projects they have on your desk, to their desk, to use your words. And it's so easy to get paralyzed by all of it.
It's overwhelming, everything you have to do. But if you do what's right in front of you to do,
pick up one thing and do it to completion.
Right, that's all it takes. Then you look at the next thing, and pretty soon you got everything under control. But in thinking about and worrying about what you have to do, you get lost in this gap of thought, and then there is no productive work happening. It's all a complaint about what you have to do, and nothing gets done but complain. Because that's the second principle. No two things can occupy the same Katya in the same moment. So if Katya is busy complaining, she isn't getting work accomplished.
Yes, and also I've been here yesterday till 9 o'clock in the evening, which because of our company, it's actually not the way we have, we allowed to work. But I spoke to my boss and I said, well, you know, I'm really happy because I could finish a special thing, and that made me so happy. So, and he appreciated this too, that I was engaged in this. And yeah, and I could complete this big thing. And yeah, it's really, it made such a difference to me to know what's possible with the skill set of transformation. And that's really cool. And but I have one question, because still sometimes I'm a bit, for example, when I listen to you guys, it's so easy. And sometimes when I'm in a conversation here at work, I'm so driven to, or from time to time, I'm so driven to share my point of view that I'm not, well, not listening exactly to the, I'm listening to the other person, but then I get this body reaction and I'm so up to speed to share what I have to say. And,
finding it even now, Katya. I don't think you recognize that your natural bent is a little speedy.
And you're very much over top of what you are experiencing in current time. So you're trying so hard to be a happy person, because happy people are good people and unhappy people are not. You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're trying so hard to be a good person that you don't slow down enough to see how you actually feel, or you don't slow down enough to hear what another person actually is saying. There's nothing but time, dear. You'll have time to say what you think if it's necessary.
One of the things that Shaya and I often find on a Monday, and for instance, or at a weekend, and even now, because we tend to think along similar lines, is one of us will be speaking, the other one will get a thought. And then it's really important to let that thought go rather than hold on to it and trust that it'll come back again should it still be needed by the end of whatever the interaction is.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I just want to go back also to what Shai just said. He doesn't think that happy people are better people and unhappy people are lesser people. He was just pointing to that it's clear that's an idea you've internalized.
Hmm.
So if you're not feeling happy, you think there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Sounds like a blown mind down there.
I'm just happy to hear your voices. And what you have to say to me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Really, really lovely speaking to you. I don't know when we get to see or speak to you next, but I do know the next international conference call is a week from Tuesday. You're invited.
We will see us in Cambridge, and I'm very much looking forward to it.
Excellent. That's
yes.
Great.
Yeah, we're doing the part of being happy.
So you won't have to worry about being happy. Just be happy,
right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. A big hug. And, yeah, thank you a lot. Thank you.
Excellent,
and thanks,
sweetheart.
Thanks to your boss for letting you call in.
Yes, I will share it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have another caller.
Let's take her. Tanya. Speaking of the UK, where are you calling from?
Hello, hi.
Hi.
I'm calling from Oxford in England.
Oxford.
Oxford.
It sounds so lovely. when you say it. Oxford.
Oh, thank you. It is a very lovely place.
Yeah, I'm sure. One of these times we'll have to come visit.
That would be lovely. That would be really lovely.
Not this time, because we have a quick trip this time. A quick turnaround this time. We have to come back and
get ready
for another trip.
Yeah. Well, I was just smiling, though, that to hear that I'm going to get to see you very soon in Cambridge and Katia as well.
So, isn't that lovely? Yes, people from all over the world are coming, and I am so thrilled about it. It's so nice that we have such an international community.
You know what I like? I like that the workshop is taking place in Cambridge, which is like this place of learning and looking that's existed for hundreds and hundreds of years as a university.
A
seat of learning. And there's nothing more self-expressive as transformation, where you're looking at the functioning of your life, not through a theory, but as an experience. We are looking to see how it is that you function so that you don't have to continue doing mechanical things that don't support the quality of your life. Anyway, that's my bit of...
And we're thrilled you're coming.
Yeah, man. So tell us about what would you like to talk about?
I'd like to talk about some of those, a particular situation where I kind of see myself falling into a gap. And in relation to, I think, the trying to get things right. Because I've noticed through listening to your radio shows and coming to workshops that particularly in relation to my work, that I work as an advisor. So I am called on by different people working in nutrition. I'm a nutrition advisor. Different people working for agencies on nutrition projects in different countries to advise them on their programs. And I've just noticed a kind of a shift in the quality of those collaborations, which I kind of put down to a softening around that, or just recognizing that reaction to need to be right or to only share things when I think I've got them right.
What do you mean by a softening of that reaction? Because I'm not quite following you.
I guess it's noticing that I have that when I'm advising and when I'm working collaboratively on projects, I have a reluctance to share either a draft report or some of my ideas until I feel like they're really right.
Got it.
So we'll talk more about this when we come back from the break.
Because we're following you. So can you come back with us after the break?
Yeah, definitely.
Most excellent. We'll be back with Tanya. We'll be back shortly, so come on back.
And don't miss being here.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
A shout-out to Jen in Kansas City. The Kansas City meetup, Say Yes to Your Life meetup, is happening tonight. If you happen to be in that area, you can go to our website and under seminars, pull down the menu to meetups, and you will be able to find out where the Kansas City meetup is tonight. We have a lot of them being scheduled. I happen to see one being scheduled in Cologne, Germany coming up in the last couple of days. So if you want to know if there's a Say Yes to Your Life meetup near you, you can go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. Also, our website has expanded, so if you'd like a taste of excellence, we are giving a free gift that has a video, article, question and answer. So you can go there and get that on our website, if you would like, at transformationmadeeasy.com/taste of excellence. It's good. Is that Tanya? With us, Tanya?
Hi.
Hi.
Ah, it was Tanya.
Okay, so we are back.
Sorry, it was breaking up slightly there. I hope you can hear me okay.
We can hear you.
But we noticed something very interesting in your conversation leading up to the break. You were talking about having it all together before you wanted to share it with others, as far as the work is concerned.
And it was interesting because you started your question a few minutes before the break, but it was challenging to follow you. I felt like we were following you through a maze, and you were able to talk in a way that didn't paint a picture where we could follow you, which I have a feeling you do.
Unbeknownst to yourself.
When you don't feel like you have all the answers yet, when you don't have it ready to, as a package, to present.
Yeah. Gosh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, sweetie, if you just slow down a little bit, then everything will become clear. It's in the frantic attempt to find clarity in your thoughts rather than look at the project itself, because you'll find the clarity you need in what's right in front of you.
Which includes not knowing.
Yeah.
See, something jumped out at me. I'm definitely doing the creativity and intuition course, so my intuition has been blossoming lately. In everything you said, the word advisor jumped out, that you're an advisor for nutrition and you work with different countries and giving advice on nutrition. Somewhere in that word is an internalized idea of what it means to be an advisor. And an advisor has the answers, according to the way I heard the word.
The way you hold that word.
rather than a consultant or a collaborator, somebody who asks questions, get details, and then ultimately gives advice, given your background and your knowledge and your expertise on ways they could combat their nutrition problems or address their nutrition needs. Somehow advisor, the way you said it,
it puts a weight upon you to have all the answers going in
before you get started.
Yeah, that is great. I can see that. And I can see that in situations where I, where things do seem to work more easily and more collaboratively, are those situations where I found it easier to say where I don't have the information, the area that I don't know about, but that I can try and find out about. And I can see that those collaborations are, I don't know, seem to be easier.
Yes, I don't think people have the expectation that you should have all of the answers, but that you are interested in
supporting them and finding the answers.
Yeah. And I also had a sort of link to this question was where I particularly see myself falling into a gap of not knowing how to say things or not knowing how to respond is where now I'm called into meetings with people who are very senior or with ministers, and I really find that I can't, I feel myself not really even being able to think.
Mental structure though.
You see, I think that that's you trying to figure out what to say rather than being there, listening, seeing what is appropriate in each moment. You don't have to have the answers going in.
But
you can discover them.
If you have the idea of the label advisor and what advisor means, you also have a label senior or a label minister. So you're not actually sitting with another person and hearing what he or she needs.
You're worrying about whether or not they'll approve of you.
And
that's really quite irrelevant. What's relevant is you're finding out what their needs are by looking and seeing and then advising them on that.
Now, here's the good news. Are you ready?
Yes.
That will never go away. You're thinking of them as a minister and you as an advisor happens when you're living in the gap. That is your background mental structure. But when you engage and fully listen, it bypasses those prejudices, the idea that I am an advisor, which means X, and they are a minister, which means Y.
Yeah. That's
so don't
brilliant.
Think you're going to get over this, but you can bypass it.
Right.
You know, something with Katya was very interesting. Were you listening when she called?
I was, yeah.
Yeah, how something has shifted in her where she's realized that what's there is there to be done. And, you know, you have the facility to look and see what's needed and wanted and provide that. Now, you may think you don't, but your thoughts are inaccurate. Mm. Your thoughts always belittle you and your capabilities. And by the way, these countries and these ambassadors that you're working with, they want to work with you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
So you've got the credentials, whether you realize it in your thoughts or not. You don't have to prove to yourself that you're okay. You are.
You know, in our thoughts or in our reality, we still have a trace memory of the times we couldn't eat peas because they were rolling around on our plate and we weren't capable of getting them to our mouth. So, you know, they're not privy to those internal conversations about yourself.
They have their own. Look, my dear, we have another caller. So
okay,
we're going to
say much.
Thank you, and we look forward to seeing you next week in Cambridge.
And we can, if there's more to this conversation, we can continue it there.
Great. Thank you so much. Looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Goodbye.
Bye. Linda.
Where are you calling from today? Hi.
I'm in the Poconos in the United States, Northeast Pennsylvania.
Northeast Pennsylvania. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome. What can we do for you?
Well, it's been really an interesting couple of weeks. We've had some major computer issues. And first of all, I want to thank you for your reminder to say yes to your life, what shows up, and also to stay in the now, because I'm sure that's the only thing that helped me get through that period of time. It was really quite challenging.
Yes.
And I guess my question has to do with planning and staying in the gap. You know,
planning
with my business. Yeah, with my business, I need to do strategic planning for how things may go and evolve. And so it's kind of a test to be thinking of the future and then yet staying in the present.
Well, you know, the truth of the matter is, in each moment resides the future as well as the past. So, interestingly enough, Ariel said to me, we're going to Toronto in August. What do you want to do the 3 or 4 days afterwards? And I said, well, I'd like to go to the Miramichi River in New Brunswick. And so in that moment, we started planning and handling the trip that we are now going to take. And it didn't take hardly any time, but we were handling the future in current time because that's what we were doing.
But what creates a gap is, and similarly to the word advisor jumping out to me when we were speaking with Tanya,
strategic
jumps out, being strategic planning. Somehow that word has a weight.
It puts a pressure on you not to just look and see what needs to be done, but to be strategic about it.
And I have a feeling as you're making your plans, if you relax a little bit,
slow down enough, you're going to get it done.
And when you look back at it, you'll be able to see that, oh, that was very strategic planning, that it handles the things that you are concerned about. But somehow there's a pressure on you to be
strategic.
Yeah.
Rather than just look and see what you need to do and see how best to handle it.
Okay.
You know, I
did you notice the gap there between what when I stopped talking and when you said okay, there was probably 3 or 4 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
That's
yep.
What you think. You're trying to figure out how it applies to what you do specifically in your work.
Well, that's interesting because that's frequently a phrase that I use with people in coaching them to be strategic about their approach to their problem or their issue because they generally have just bought into marketing ideas as opposed to thinking how things strategically fit in their lives. And so I use that term a fair amount. I've not really thought about the, you know, some kind of energy that may be tied to that for me specifically. I'll have to play with that a little bit.
Good.
I think. Yeah.
Well, but, well, we're getting close to the end of the show here, so It's interesting, though, if you're married to an idea as being valuable, that you might stop to think about it because you're holding on to it, when it may be far easier than what you've been taught or what you've been teaching people. We've had to, had the privilege to ditch ideas that were old and outdated for ourselves, because there's no reason why things can't get easier and easier as you're being here.
Right. And thank you for calling in, dear. Our time is up. We have to go.
We'd love to speak to you more, but we'll have to do it at another time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
What is next week's show? Next week's show is Are You a Know-It-All? That's going to be good.
So we'll see you next week.
We'll be back next week, so come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.